how an improperly healed ankle sprain can affect the entire body. A young woman sprained her ankle 6 months ago and thought it was fine once the swelling subsided. However, she later experienced tightness and soreness in her lower back, discomfort from prolonged sitting or standing, and even neck and shoulder pain. Exercise provided little relief. What began as a minor ankle injury had changed the way she moved, creating a chain of problems throughout her body. How a minor sprain affects the whole body. Chen Chaolong, director of Quanxing TCM Clinic and a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner, said on NTD's She Health program that one of the biggest concerns with ankle sprains is that they may not heal properly. When pain or instability changes the way a person walks, other joints and muscles often compensate. Over time, this can place extra stress on the knees, hips, lower back, and even the neck and shoulders, leading to aches, pain, and altered movement patterns. A TCM saying is, "Move one hair, and the whole body is affected." If an ankle injury does not heal after 6 months or a year, the key issue is likely to be muscle and bone misalignment, Chen said. Proper alignment helps distribute force evenly through the ankle. If the joint does not heal correctly, discomfort may persist with every step, he added. He shared the case of a patient whose ankle had been immobilized with a cast. After the cast was removed, the surrounding bones and soft tissue still needed to be properly adjusted through TCM treatment before full healing could be achieved. He described TCM orthopedic treatment as a traditional craft and said that palpation, or assessment through touch, is important. Some minor ankle dislocations may not be clearly obvious on X-rays, making palpation essential for accuracy. Through palpation, the physician will compare the structures and tissues on both sides using both hands. Areas of tenderness, tightness, or scar tissue can sometimes indicate incomplete recovery after an injury. Why do ankles sprain repeatedly? Many people are prone to recurrent ankle sprains due to unhealed old injuries, Chen said. When an ankle remains unstable after a sprain, the body may compensate by developing extra scar tissue and altering movement patterns to support the joint, he said. While this extra soft tissue may help stabilize the joint, it is not part of the ankle's normal structure. Soft tissue cannot properly support the point of stress. As a result, the ankle may be more vulnerable to twisting again during everyday activities or exercise, increasing the risk of repeated sprains. Preventing ankle sprains relies on core muscles. Regarding how to prevent ankle sprains, strength and balance training, including exercises such as planks, squats, lunges, single-leg stands, and calf raises, can help reduce accidental injuries by strengthening the core, hips, legs, ankles, and feet, Chen said. Strong, flexible muscles also help the body react more quickly when the foot twists unexpectedly, improving joint stability and reducing the likelihood of a sprain. A 2020 review published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine found that people prone to recurrent sprains and frequent feelings of ankle instability often have weaker lower limb muscle groups. The problem is not just in the ankle itself but may involve the entire kinetic chain. Therefore, rehabilitation should focus not only on training the ankle but also on supporting the muscle groups in the hips and legs. Emergency treatment for sprains. If by chance you sprain your ankle, Chen recommends applying PRIC immediately. P. Protect. R. Rest. I. Ice. C. Compress. E. Elevate. Compression or immobilization is paramount in first aid because it can help stabilize the joint and reduce pain. He suggested using a belt, triangular bandage, or any bandage-like object, just wrap it around your ankle. If you can prevent your ankle from wobbling, you're basically halfway there. If you have trouble walking, significant redness and swelling, localized heat and pain, or subcutaneous bruising, it could indicate possible bone or deep tissue injury, and you should seek medical attention immediately, he said. Regarding recovery time, excluding fractures, a typical ankle sprain should recover more than 80% within 4 to 6 weeks. If the injury involves nearby bones in the foot or ankle, recovery may take 8 to 12 weeks. Unless there is a severe dislocation or bone fracture, surgery is usually not necessary, and immobilization and conservative treatments are often effective.